Hi, everybody. Well, today is another BBS program, and it's on Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, middle of the week, and it's May 21st, 2014. So let's do a clearing for all you people out there that may have a situation that you're dealing with, maybe right now or have been during the week here. So we always do this on the program to take away one of your situations. So think of something that happened. You know, and it could be anything where you got upset about something, or maybe not too upset, but it bothered you. So here we go. Releasing the energy from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll energize the light beam. And here we go. Light beam being energized. You can scroll down on BBS or go to creationlightship.com. Bring up the light beam. So here we go. One, as it comes in, two, it'll be the male energies. Here, we got it hooked up. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. Okay. So we'll bring Ann on. So Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and hello, everyone listening. Welcome to the show. Just a reminder, I have the fast chat up, and you may email questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, either during the show or after the show, and I will get them there. And see, are there any other announcements? We have an 8-hour call coming up, I know, this Sunday. You just had a wonderful 1-hour call where you charged water for everybody, Ron. And if people listening aren't familiar with the 4 weekday calls that Ron does, you can get the information for those on his website, which is creationlightship.com. So thank you for that healing, Ron. I know I had a lot of thoughts of what I wanted to say, and I got very calm and relaxed after you did that. So I hope everyone else enjoyed it as well. Did you have people bring up the light being?
Yes, that's already done, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. I already have some lovely emails here, and the first one that I'd like to share is a testimonial from a show that I believe was a Friday night show last week. It was the 17th, actually, the listener put in. And if you recall, Ron, you did some very powerful healings on that show, including releasing heart knots. And this listener said, the deep gift clearing of heartache and sadness wrenched me during the process, but I know that was the process of clearing and cleansing. Upon awakening the next morning, I immediately noted the time. I had slept 9.5 uninterrupted hours and felt totally refreshed and renewed versus stiff and sluggish. I have been running on 4 to 6 hours sleep for almost 40 years, believing that that was appropriate and adequate. Not. My body was breaking down. Self-care was languishing and disease was taking over. I actually believed I had healthy habits and was all for healing. Now there's a newness and refurbishness today as I softly step into a state of wellness I now command. The state of wellness that I now command. For a while now, I've been commanding my spirit to fully occupy my body from the top of my head to the tips of my toes, everything in between, and heal me completely. Today, I am it, and among many other new things. Thank you, Ron and associates. Peace is indeed the way. So thank you very much, listener, for that lovely email. And we do so appreciate, Ron, when you do those the sample healings on these radio shows. I know they help a lot of people. And even though they're only samples, they're still very helpful. Then we have, apparently BBS has an app now, and someone put on here, just finished my first archive from my phone. So thank you. Our clearing's next. She wanted to know, I guess, if you would make an app of the Creation Lightship healings, Ron.
Yeah, that's hopefully a good idea. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So we'll see if we can something going. So thank you.
So thank you. Yeah, thank you, listener. And she said she'll send a thank you to BBS also. And we do appreciate BBS Radio for having us have this show on the air. And without them, we wouldn't have this show. So thank you. Okay. And online, we just have people here saying hi and someone saying thank you for that clearing. So I guess I wasn't the only one that felt it very deeply, Ron.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to our emails. We have a request for someone who we do this on Fridays, but we'll do it now. She's feeling overwhelmed from work. Could you do a quick overwhelmed sample, Ron, for people?
Sure. So here we go. Oh, being overwhelmed. So one, two, three. Well, I'll say... Oh, well, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how that helps.
Good. Probably there's that listener isn't the only one that was feeling overwhelmed, Ron, so thank you very much for doing that. And we have a testimonial about a clearing that I am not too familiar with, Ron, so perhaps you can talk about it a little bit. And let me just open that page so I have the title of it correct, because after I read the email, I looked it up. It's Heart Spirit Interface Body Clearing. And the listener wrote in, feeling wonderful. Heart has opened up in a way I didn't know was possible and stayed open. I now find myself not getting upset at things that used to make me upset. So I don't know if we've talked about the heart-spirit interface clearing, Ron. It's a whole life healing. Can you describe a little bit about what that would do for us?
Yeah, what it does is... It kind of allows your body and your spirit to kind of reunite. The mind energy gets in the way, and the two kind of are not on the same wavelength. And then it also, in a sense, starts to work with your mind to put your mind more in peace so you can accept both of those. So I'll give a quick sample here in case you're kind of all wondering. Here we go. So... just kind of maybe tune in a little bit here. See how your body's first feeling, and now we'll do a clearing here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now it's kind of shifting a little bit. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's see how that feels for everybody here.
Well, that felt very peaceful once again for me. I didn't think really I could get more peaceful. And I do know that it's hard to grasp, if you're a new listener, how wonderful it is and how good it feels to actually drop using so much mind energy and be in your heart. I think you just have to experience it by doing the mind to heart drop, commanding your spirit to be in your body. I wonder, Ron, even could you be blocking healings if you were doing creation lightship healings but not heart centered? Could you prevent them from working for you? Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm looking. Typically not. Your own connection and how your body is responding to how you're feeling about it, this is more like a feeling energy. But you will feel much more connected to your body and the real you of your spirit during that clearing. So and not doing it, you know, you're still having the clearings done. But this way here, you're actually, by doing that clearing that we talked about, the spirit clearing with the body here, it's just a little more profound, and you might feel yourself just feeling differently about things, because all of a sudden that connection that used to be with you when you were a baby is now reconnected again. And so that's what you lost through mind energy. Sort of severs the spirit and the heart connection, basically, from you. And then from there, you know, the mind takes over. And the mind may be looking for something like this, but it has no way of interfacing it. So that's what the clearing does. If the person who sent the testimonial in, if they're listening, they may want to even send another one. They want to get a little more in detail, possibly, but that's kind of what it does for everybody. It just gives you so much more connection to who you really are in your body. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Now we have a couple of questions from a listener, and this listener has been doing the natal barcode clearing, as have I, and I know we've talked about it a lot on the show. It's a wonderful clearing. And so they have a couple of questions around that. The first one how is it different from the alien keyword intercept?
It's a different clearing. That the keyword intercept is what you're using all the time, probably with your, you know, maybe you're reading something all the time or hear words that will come out of your mouth. So they're both similar. You know, I can't really say that they're identical, because they're not. Because one works with keywords, the other one works with numbers, keywords, and letters. So a word is different than letters. So, you know, if you had say, like, the letters on your license plate will say ABC, you could not really enter that into the keyword because it's not a word. So they are two different clearings. That are different but similar. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Would it be accurate, Ron, to say that the natal barcode clears away the mind programs and imprints, that kind of thing in our minds and our bodies, and the alien intercept is more like whatever they're trying to do to control us at the time?
Yeah, that's one way of putting it, yeah.
And you might want to do the same things on both, right, if they're words.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Remember, one is alien bringing stuff into you in this lifetime, in the now, where the other one is what you're set up for, upon, you know, according to your natal chart. And
right.
Then you kind of grow into that. So that's kind of the way I would look at that situation. Remember, you have, you know, your name is automatically there when you're born. Now, that wouldn't be an alien type of thing, you know, as you get older. Because you're already hooked up, so that's kind of how, you know, you need to look at it.
Right.
Oh, but they're both different. You know, one is in the now, we'll say, what's happening to you. And then the other one is what you're already set up for, your life storyline, and what they're choosing to do to you.
Right. Okay, and her next question, and I don't think this is something that I have done, and I really work the, I feel I'm really good at working the natal barcode clearing. They've put the names, family names in there to clear, just like their own. So I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yes, it is.
So her question says, if a person's name is cleared on the natal barcode clearing again, does that clear all of their energies and cording to you?
Well, use the word all, and I don't use the word all.
Okay.
By the way, no, it won't do all. So what's the question?
Well, would it help to clear cording and whatever energies like mind psychic attacks and mind control and all that people try to do to us?
I think it could help out, but that's why we have the special, you know, cording clearing to get those off. So, you know, the clearings do go in different directions at times. When I put them up, they weren't really intended to go a certain way, but they do work. But you have to remember that if you're looking for a particular clearing, like a cording clearing, then that's where you want to hunt. Go into energetic cordings. Otherwise, if you get something else, it may not be as effective. But another clearing could help you maybe get rid of some of the energies of that. But don't, if you want cording, then go into cordings.
Right. Got it. Right. But it certainly couldn't hurt, because I think that's a great idea. And so, same listener is asking, if the names and birth dates of siblings are entered, or whoever, family members, would that clear soul contracts?
I don't think it would clear soul contracts, no.
Okay. And then one more. If you put in the date of an accident, would it help to heal any injuries that were sustained?
Yeah, and you want to probably move forward from that, yes. So I would say yes, that would be correct. You want to start off when the accident occurred, and then from there, move through the accident, I'm assuming that you had an accident and you got hurt, so you want to go into your hospital scene and everything else until you came out of the hospital, and just keep going with it and get rid of all those timelines. Now, if you're not, if you still have a problem right now with the accident, then you want to probably clear away stuff that's happening to you right now from the accident, because you're still on that accident timeline.
Right. Well, what I try to do when I have an incident that I'm, for instance, timeline crashing or even putting in my emotional clearing, is I think, well, what else could I do this in? Like, why not try whatever you're dealing with, put it in all of the different healings that you have in different ways?
Yeah, that would be good. Uh-huh.
So just so I feel then I'm being as thorough as I can be to try to clear that incident, so I feel less upset or in less pain. Why not support the timeline crashes with your emotional clearing, right, and the natal barcode and everything?
Yes, uh-huh.
Can't hurt.
Can't hurt. Yep.
And then we have a similar thing, actually, but this person wrote in about the soul family disconnection clearing, which is a wonderful one. So he wrote in, Ron, may I add the names of specific family members that I know are in my soul family after my name on the soul family clearing, so that I'm specifically disconnected from them?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, that might be good. And if they keep recycling, in your life, then you may want to pay for the clearing just for them and put their name in if they keep bothering you, because maybe they're connecting to you. You're trying to get rid of them, right? But
right,
they're bringing their force of will into your life. So if the clearing does not turn out to be the way you want it to be, then that probably means that you need to get rid of their energy that's connecting to you and do a clearing, in their name, so that it can be effective just for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the other half of what you're trying to, get rid of. You might be doing a clearing and more clearings and more clearings, trying to get this person disconnected from you. But, possibly... they're always connecting, so you need to get them out versus you trying to get disconnected from them.
Right, right. And another thought I had, Ron, while you're trying to cover, one instance and in as many healings, if you have that dark arts practitioner clearing, you could put people's names in that as well. That's the main reason for it. And if somebody in your soul family or physical family, which is probably the same, is attacking you or courting you or keeps coming into your life, why not put them in the dark arts practitioner, because they're trying to overpower you with their energy?
Yes, that sounds good.
Someone's asking if the natal barcode is unlimited, and yes, it is. And I'll look that up in a minute. I can't remember what the charge is for it. Someone said, the body-spirit clearing left me buzzing all over. Amazing. Thank you, Ron. That's on the fast chat. And someone's asking, are you going to go to the New Life Expo in New York, May 30th through June 1st in New York City?
No, I will not be at that one, no.
Okay. I think the next time you're going to New York is October. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So let me see if I can find the natal. I mean, I know I can find it. Let me just quick search the natal barcode and tell people what that costs. It is definitely, you can have it whole, you know, extend it to use forever, as I have done. But I'll just look up the price here. And then, while I'm doing that, Ron, I just wanted to say that somebody sent in information about an interesting TV show that talks about timelines. And it's called something like Life on Mars. Yes, Life on Mars. It says, Detective Sam Tyler's world is turned upside down when moments after he is knocked unconscious by a car, he wakes up in 1973, where he works as a detective in the same town at the same time. Oh, at the same police station, only it's 33 years in the past. No cell phones. You can see similarities and carry over situations between the two timelines. Very interesting. So this listener is suggesting that we might want to watch that show if we can. Maybe they're watching it on Netflix or something, because it's been on for a couple of years, I believe. It would give us a good idea of what we're dealing with the timelines, right, Ron?
Yeah, there's a lot of shows out that are dealing with timelines now, and that probably have been. And, you know, once you understand what they are, then, you know, you start getting some ahas and going, wow, you know, that's what they're doing. You know, it's, you know, the timeline ones of, you know, the original Terminator was about timelines coming back from the future into our timeline. So that's, you know, one of the original ones out there. So that's the whole process, is kind of know where you're headed and where you're going, and know that you're in control of it if you start doing timeline crashing. Otherwise, you're going to be out there, you know, like a kite in the wind, blowing in the wind. And
right.
You want to get that string broken.
So the natal barcode clearing to have it whole life is $100. You can do it for $50 and I guess go through the options just one time, but that would be one, if you're going to do it, it'd be worth doing for whole life. That's what I have done. Okay. So let me go back to the, sorry folks, my computer's going slow on me tonight, but we do have another comment here on the fast chat. Okay, someone's saying, I use the recurring problematic event barcodes to remove someone. That's very helpful.
That's right.
I know.
That's
yeah. Great. Thank you, listener.
That's right.
I also use darkness to light clearing for problem people. Darkness to light, the alien DNA one for
yep.
problem people. And, what is it called, the show you just described? Oh, it's called Life on Mars. And I think it had been a British show and they redid it. I looked it up on Wikipedia after the person sent the email. But I believe there's an American version of it. And so you could probably find it online or on Netflix. Have you seen it, Ron? I haven't seen it.
I believe I've seen part of that, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. I think it was on for 2 seasons. And it's definitely called Life on Mars, because I looked it up online. It was in Wikipedia. Okay, so another email, Ron. Ever since you brought in the New Earth Spirit, I have been feeling very calm and peaceful, but today and a little bit yesterday, I started to feel very off and low energy. Is something going on the planet that could be causing this, Ron?
What a lead-in, huh? I've been working with the, let's see. Worked with some Mars energy, one of the aliens that was from Mars a couple of days ago.
Wow, we just mentioned Mars.
Yeah. And then from there, yeah. And then from there, there is the energy of the red-eyed devil. And this was the energy, I may not be politically correct here, but this is the energy that brought in, I think, a lot of the matrix energies here. And it brought into our original DNA, you know, we'll say hypothetically we could use Adam and Eve there, right? That story of, you know, getting into mind energy, into the matrix by judging the light. So it brought in that energy and the duality energy. So I've been working with that through going to where it was in a dark side universe through some type of, say, Stargate, and getting out of the other side and sort of terminating these alien critters that were eating human bodies all over the place. It looked like, if you were to picture like a desert as far as you can see, and then to see alive and also dead humans there, and these things are like bunching on them, that sort of looked like a big flea. So let's just use that. So finally we got to the place to where the head honcho was, we'll say, which we'll ought to say the king of the darkness, which is this big, gigantic being that would portray as a red-eyed devil here. And said, well, we got to have some kind of truce going on here. Otherwise, we'll just keep terminating your particular life forms here. So basically, what we're dealing with right now, I'm probably about a third done doing the clearing. And this thing wanted to sample the light, so which is good. So since it brought into us this, I'll use the word corruptive DNA, and using this term to eat meat, it may not be exactly correct, but what I think happened is that they used to be vegetarian, or maybe even breatharian, and then they got into eating, plant life, we'll say, as a vegetarian. And then I think the plants all died for some reason. And then from there, they had to still eat, so they turned into eating people or their own lifestyle, their own particular beings of who they were, becoming cannibals. And then from there, somehow they came here and brought in the duality energies and then started to abduct people. And going back to the situation, so since they gave us the DNA to eat meat, that's being removed along with the DNA energy of duality out of people. And so you may, if you are a meat eater, you might find that you're not as compelled to eat meat. Now, what you might feel in your body is a lack of something. You might feel something missing inside of you. Because these are programs that you have had for, you know, since the get-go. And by having these programs in you, you might feel like a piece of you is missing. And that's just, you will feel that way because you're getting peace in its place, but you may look at yourself and feel an emptiness, which should be peace energy, but you've always had it before. Oh, that's the, kind of the way I would look at it. If you feel yourself not as compelled to eating meat because the aliens eat meat, then that's because they're changing. And you're changing because it's being taken out of the DNA from the get-go. And this energy also has probably infiltrated the other alien races that we know about here that also eat things. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. So I would say within a day or two, this should be completed, and just see how you're feeling. Most people, if they start to connect to their body or someplace, and they're used to seeing something, like I'll give the example of a Christian or somebody who, you know, maybe prays to Jesus, has that connection, you know, of that life form, of the light of the darkness in them, that will probably no longer be there because these energies created it and brought it to everybody. So you might feel that lack of that energy inside of you, and instead you just turn to your spirit. So people may feel a lack of energies in their body that they used to have activated all the time. So the flip side of that is you may feel yourself in more anxiety now, maybe for a few days, because you're missing something and you don't know what to do with it. So that could be kind of disconcerting because, you know, your program is being taken out of you. So your program that you were running may not be there. So hopefully you all understand what I'm talking about a little bit. But just see if you're feeling strange. You may have felt strange today. I would say that you'll probably be feeling strange for a couple of days until this energy is released out of the DNA. So remember, it's going to be turned off, okay? Because this being, you know, we're going back to the conception of this being creating these life forms in darkness. And from there, it goes on down the line for how much time, I don't know, but it's going through the different energies, and it will come into you as it gets deleted. That's the way to look at it. Hopefully I said that properly so you can all understand it. Just think of your computer, and you go to your computer, and some of your keys don't work because they're useless. You know, you're going to go, uh-oh, what's wrong with my computer? Well, maybe you didn't need them to begin with, you know? So that's the way to look at it. So you're being brought back into peace as the darkness is getting released. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. Okay, someone on the fast chat we have on the subject you were just talking about. Oh, wow, my husband and I just did a month of no meat. So maybe they're going to have a life of no meat. Maybe they won't go back now. Someone else, I'm sorry, same listener, and I just tried chicken, and it was gross. So that's very interesting. So the person found they couldn't eat meat today.
Then, very interesting.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That is very interesting. And I love hearing this good news, Ron. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing. And it sounds to me like, is this something you're doing along with the energy of the Earth Spirit? But is it true that the Earth Spirit is still very stable here and supporting
the Earth? The Earth Spirit is stable. This is outside of the energy of the Earth Spirit. This is in the land of darkness.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with the Earth Spirit.
Right. Okay, a couple of people are saying this is agreeing with me, great news, indeed great news. So interesting. And someone said anxiety, big time for me. Someone else said I don't eat meat. I hate meat. So that person or anyone who doesn't eat meat probably isn't feeling it as powerfully. But it's probably not just that, right, Ron? Is it going to affect us in other ways, too? If you're taking away some of our DNA programs, probably other things are going to show up, too.
Yeah, I would assume so. But the main thing is that you know, the aliens eat meat, and that's keeping them alive, okay? Remember,
mm-hmm.
Everything has to eat. And so I'm only using that particular situation because the aliens want you because they want your energy system. And, you know, that's where a lot of the missing children and people go, the homeless or whatever, that, you know, either they're underground, you know, being used for rituals and stuff, and or they're just sent off planet or abducted off planet. So that's how you got to look at it. And so if they're not going to be eating people, then that's good, and you won't probably have that same DNA, which is going to compel you to eat meat, okay? So I'm not saying the whole everything's going to turn into vegetarians here, all the people, but, you know, you may feel that change of energies. And remember, you are going to feel a little strange maybe because, you know, you might all of a sudden say, I don't want to have this habit any longer or something. Anyway, that's one way of looking at it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yes, we have a few more questions. There was one earlier I didn't get to on the fast chat. What clearing could this person do for a hoarder who no longer wants to be a hoarder?
What you'd want to first do is find out what you have actually hoarded. And get the energy off of it to find out why you're doing it. Because you do want to realize why you're doing it, and then you can maybe stop. You might not be conscious of it. Or you're conscious, but you don't know why you're being compelled. Let's put it that way. So from there, you'd probably want to do something. The first thing that I would do is get some clearings under your belt so you can do the 4-in-1 to get your twin flame, because you're drawing stuff to you. Probably because you want to have something in your life that you don't have, and your twin flame is what you're missing.
Right. Because, everyone who hoards, I guess, has different things that they hoard. They don't necessarily hoard everything.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And then probably, as always, start with the emotional body, right?
Yeah. You start with that first, yeah.
Okay. So, someone did send us, a listener sent an email and is also now on the fast chat. This listener works with young children and keeps getting sick a lot. And is there something you could recommend, Ron, for her so that she can prevent that and feel better?
So the person is concerned about the person, the child, number one, and then number two, they want to know a clearing to have for the child and maybe also a clearing to have for themselves because they're concerned about the child. Am I kind of close on that?
Well, not exactly. I believe she works with young children, maybe kindergarten or first grade or something, and they tend to get sick a lot and be fine for the most part. They get over it. But as an adult, we sometimes, I've heard a lot of teachers have this issue. So she feels like she's getting sick a lot as the adult surrounded by all these little children. So she wants to be able to protect herself better.
Okay, so I'm not sure what to say on that one, okay? If she's getting sick a lot, I'd probably do the body jumpstart clearing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That one works, in many directions.
Right. Yeah, we were just talking about that the other night, and it's $200 for 3 months. And if you keep that going just to keep yourself strong, I really think that would make a big difference. Connecting to the mind of the body all the time to just keep yourself strong and protected.
Yep.
That's a really wonderful one. Okay. So someone sent an interesting question. Wow. This calendar year, I guess they mean so far in this 2014, I have had all sorts of electronic problems. Skype ID stolen, laptop disabled with a bad virus, camera broke, photos on phone erased, tablet erased all files, ATM card info stolen, and bank account wiped out. refused access to emails for months. When finally connected, all emails were erased. What is happening? What can I do?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know. You know, one way you could say you're being tagged by the aliens, or aliens in human bodies here doing stuff to you. I would probably, do some of the alien clearings. You know, I don't know really which one to say to do, because it sounds like it's really involved in your life, and maybe the common denominator is, electronic, or because it sounds like everything deals with electricity. So you may want to do some kind of clearing to get yourself kind of off of the grid of electricity, off of that timeline of that, because it's coming into you, and wherever you have electricity involved, that's the way it sounds like to me, that you're using your internet and, a cell phone and whatever else, is having problems. It deals with communication, too. So I would do timeline crashes on that and maybe some alien clearing. Do you have any ideas, Ann?
I do. I'd once again do, all you can do, any clearings. Now, this listener did not put in what clearings she has done so far, but I would do an object clearing on all of the actual devices, which are great, and that's only $1 each. Maybe timeline crash the dates of, for instance, ATM cards stolen and bank account wiped out. I hope this person has a bank that covers that when things are stolen, because I know in my bank somebody bought hockey tickets for $500 on my credit card, and I had the money back in my account the same day as soon as I made the complaint. So some banks do take care of you that way, so I hope this person didn't end up with no money. That's it, I guess. And whatever, if you go into if she were to go into her spirit, Ron, kind of ask for guidance as to what else she needs to clear. Right? Because she might even get to know, who did it. It might come to her, and she might even have a name. Or a situation, maybe she was working in a library, not working at the library, but working in a coffee shop or a library with her equipment, and someone stole her identity that way. But anyway, I hope everything, all of that stops for you, listener, and we'd love a follow-up. And also, I'd love to hear any other, what clearings you've done so far. And I hope this never happens to anybody else, but it's interesting in case anyone has a similar problem. Okay, Ron, well, we've been talking quite a bit, and I was wondering if perhaps you could do a sample healing for us. Since something came up about electronics, could you do that, when you release the electromagnetic energy for us? I don't think we've done that in a while. So people can feel the difference between having all that electromagnetic field in their room and then not having it. Ron?
Yep, here we go, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Getting heavy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. Okay, I guess back to you.
Okay.
Pretty heavy energy.
Right. Okay, I'm just going back here to the fast chat, and let me see what I missed there. Okay, someone is requesting. Wait, let me go back to this. Okay, well, someone is asking how they can be cleared of parasites in their digestive system. That would be Body Jumpstart too, Ron, correct?
Yeah, I can't guarantee it'll do that, but yeah, you could use that clearing, yes.
And maybe even timeline crashes if you know when they came to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, I guess I was thinking that perhaps we could do, thank you so much for that electromagnetic field. I really felt something, and I don't have a lot of electronics around me at all, but I am in front of a laptop, as I am a lot during the day. So I felt that really disconnect from me, Ron, so thank you very much. I was thinking that one of the healings in the Body Jumpstart is the infection body, which you can make a whole life healing, if you like, for an added $50. Could you clear us of an infection, Ron, that we might have or have had in the past?
I have to think of something, so here we go. I can do what I can do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is finite. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie dokie.
Thank you, Ron. Now, someone is saying, wow, what clearing was that? And I believe they're referring to when you took away the electromagnetic energy. But there isn't actually a clearing on the website for that, is there, Ron? That's something you just sample on the radio show. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, someone's requesting a spider clearing. Now, I don't know if this person's been bitten by a spider. I hope not. Or if they have them around them. The bad ones. The ones that sting or bite or whatever they do.
Okay, here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five.
Okay, and just so everyone knows, we do have on the website bites and stings clearing, and I know that that becomes more popular in the summertime, I think. And so that's a really good one, too, for people to check out. Thank you for doing that, Ron, though. Okay, so we have an update from the listener who has had all the electronic issues. I think the ATM card info was from a swipe. The card was always with me, so that means she used it and someone stole her information. And her bank's going to rectify the situation within 2 weeks. Well, that's better than nothing. Not great, though. So, again, if she has that information, that it was from a swipe, she probably can track it back to which swipe, and then that would be something that to timeline crash. Do you think that's a good idea, Ron?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very definitely.
And, boy, sometimes I look at my email account and I think, I wish all my emails were erased. Wouldn't be the end of the world. So maybe that might be, some of it might be a good thing. You can start fresh with a few things. Okay. Okay, and the listener that is a school teacher, said, thank you for the Body Jumpstart recommendation. That really is a wonderful healing. And, you know, that also reminded me, I always say this, I know, but I'm going to say it again, and also for the person that is feeling so wonderful since you did the heart knot clearings and is sleeping better. If anyone's having trouble sleeping, the water charging is such a wonderful thing to do. You can buy that for a week, or you can pay $1 and do a glass of doing the sleepy time water before you go to sleep, and oh my God, it makes such a difference. It's really great. And the other thing is, of course, Wednesdays you can get 7 jugs full of water charged for yourself on Ron's calls. So that's another thing that I really recommend because the water is just so wonderful. I know we had our guest sponsor on for a few weeks there, Ron, and we talked a lot about the water and how wonderful it is. So I think everyone's heard us talk about that.
Yeah.
The person that asked for the spider clearing said there was a very large one around her. So I hope that went away now. And thank you for the clearing. And now she's yawning. Someone else said thank you, thank you, thank you. And someone is making a suggestion, I believe, to the listener with the electronic problems. Use the Alumna wallet. I don't know what that is. Alumna wallet. So that might be something people could Google if they're interested in that.
Okay, it looks like our show's coming to a close here. We're getting to that time, so I'll do the mind to heart drop for everybody. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. Drop it into your heart center, and you want to command your spirit to take those thoughts of yours down. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So our next program is on Friday, and maybe we can see what people have felt. They could send their comments in as this red-eye devil energy of duality gets released from them. I won't say that you're going to be out of duality by any means, you know, but this energy, in a sense, caused it. So we'll just see where you are. A lot of people would like to think that something like this would be the, end-all, be-all, and it doesn't necessarily mean that, but it should give some type of relief here. So if you want to send in, you know, maybe email us tonight how you feel today, email tomorrow what you felt during the day, and then also, you know, email us on Friday so we can bring it up on the Friday show of how you felt, and we'll just see how things are going. Oh, thank you, everybody. And you want to send your questions and answers and everything else, the information, to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We prefer that, better than the fast chat. So definitely, you know, use that to communicate with us. So thank you, everybody, and we shall see you later. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Good night,
yes,
everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Night all.